Currents segment 1, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Currents. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all the upcoming chamber events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. And I got three folks in here with me. I have Kelsey Klein and Cobalt Banker.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And we've got Sebastian Hartley from Keller Williams.
Yes, sir.
And we have Linda Buzzolini. Did I get that? How is it?
Buzzolini.
And I just spaced out your
Remax.
So we've got a great variety of individuals. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I want to start with you, Kelsey, and I want to ask you, let me back up. The market right now looks like things are really good. Things are seem to be building, starting to pick up. You've got a couple big apartment units coming online. But I keep hearing there's no better time than right now to buy. So is that true?
Yeah, you know, interest rates are still really low. The issue that we're facing right now with the current market is that we just don't have inventory. So if you're looking to list, now is a great time. There's still buying power for buyers out there. But really, you know, the market's strong and we're coming up. We're seeing great prices, you know, back to 2006 prior to the crash.
So let me ask you this, with trying to analyze whether you should buy or not, because I always hear, you know, people are paying, let's say it's $1,200 or some crazy amount to me for rent. I'm going, well, that's probably get a house, you know, and, you know, have your payment possibly that amount, if not a little lower.
Yeah, it is true. And, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons that go into buying a home. And I think the first thing you need to look at is whether buying is right for you. Are you going to have to move in the next few years? Are you going to be able to unload this house like you're going to need to? Do you have the funds to maintain the house? So I think that's the first step. Are you in the place to buy?
Now, when you mentioned pre-qualification or that whole process, do you recommend that? So at least you know what your buying power is or how much money you're budgeted or
for
what
sure.
your budget would be?
For sure. You know, the worst thing is when you've got an idea of what your budget is in your head. You go out and look, you fall in love with a $300,000 house. Then you meet with a lender and you can only qualify for $250,000. None of those homes at that $250,000 are going to be as good as that $300,000. You don't want to set yourself up for disappointment. So I think first off, you're going to look at whether buying is right for you. Mm-hmm. And then you want to look at your monthly expenses, both fixed and variable, and then meet with a lender. And a lot of times you'll get pre-qualified for more than you can actually afford. You don't want to be house poor. You still want to enjoy your life, do the things you like to do, and then really set your budget after that meeting.
And what is that percentage of your household income should go to mortgage? Is it, I've heard roughly 30 to 40%. Is that about?
I think it's like 43 is the highest you want to push it and the lenders look at. But really you've got to think about the expenses you're paying. Because when you get pre-qualified, not all your expenses are looked at. So you really have to see where your money is going monthly.
If you're buying a latte every day, factor that in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now one of the things I know when I bought a house, it's after my divorce. And so I went out and I looked and I said, okay, this is my, you know, $130,000. Now this also was back in 2000. What year was that? 2000. Actually, it was year 2000. So the market hadn't heated up. I remember I looked at places that were about $35,000 more. So I said, nope. And we actually ended up finding something literally $100 under that $130,000
nice.
Mark, which then allowed me when I had a job change and my income actually decreased for a while, I still was able to make that payment and make it work.
Yeah, and that's something you have to think of too. You know, our jobs are not fixed. It's not saying we're going to be in this career forever. You've got to be able to float your mortgage as long as you need to.
Right. Now, there's also some resources in town like the RHA
yes.
Homes Fund. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, RHA is great, especially, you know, they've got a couple different loan programs that you can use. The first thing they have you do is either one-on-one counseling or they have you take their class. You have to finish both to qualify for their funds. But it's great because they can soft pull your credit without hitting your credit, and they can actually work out your budget with you, show you what you're spending most of your money on, and then try to fit you into a loan program for them. So one I know is a profit-sharing loan program that they have. So say you qualify and you're under the income limits. They give you about, you know, 10% down.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't pay that until you actually go to sell. and then you pay RHA back the 10% of your sales price.
Okay.
If you do sell at a loss, they still take, you know, their original investment.
Right. But that's a great way, though, and an opportunity to get into the home.
Yes, actually.
And having that money and obviously down. And I think, too, a lot of times I've heard people go through the class and they realize now isn't the time to be a homeowner.
Right. But they'll get you on that step. And RHA, for you guys that don't know, is the Regional Housing Alliance. And the director is Pam Moore. You can find them online. They are a fantastic resource. They really are unbelievable.
Well, Pam is the deputy director.
Deputy.
Karen Iverson is
Karen.
Well, the only reason I say it because I'm on the Homes Fund board, and that's the only reason I know that. So anyway, but yeah, both and Pam works wonders with the financial side.
She really does.
With Wells Fargo and other mortgage lending, she knows how to work the system, so to speak.
And it's great. And you know, you're going to give a lot of confidential information to her, but she's never going to judge you on what you spend your money on. She wants you to live the life that you're living.
Well, maybe not you.
No,
I'm just kidding. She's like, really, Jack? That's what you spent that money on? I'm kidding. No, we love the folks over there at RHA. So let me ask you this. I'm going to let you give a plug because selling a home or buying a home, I know we have a house in Aztec and we've tried to list it ourselves and it's downright pain actually, you know, because you get the call, I want to see your house. Well, I can be down there in, you know, 5 hours. No, I'm here right now. I want to see it. What are the other benefits of having a realtor help you?
Oh, there's so many. Really, if you've ever tried to buy a for sale by owner, or if you've, you know, listed your home, you see all the pitfalls you can run into. As agents, we're knowledgeable about the market. We can actually foresee some of the things that are going to come up and be red flags later and get, you know, on top of those before they ever become an issue in a contract. So that's really nice. And we're there to manage your stress for you. Which is always nice.
Can you do that and other things outside of real estate?
You know, I wish I could.
Oh, darn. Well, and I think, too, having the professional and the knowledge behind that. And I want to say protecting your investment.
Exactly.
So to speak, and making sure that, you know, negotiations continue.
Yep. And, you know, that your home is being seen by the greatest market. You want it on the MLS, which is the multiple listing service. So I think working with an agent is invaluable. I cannot stress, you know, what we do enough.
Right.
I know the general public doesn't really see what we do behind the scenes, but just know we are on the phone all day working for you and really getting things done.
So since you've been doing the real estate, living in that world, on a scale of 1 to 10 with, you know, 10 being the best time to buy, where do we sit right now?
You know, I honestly think now is a great time to buy. We do need more inventory, but, you know, there's speculation that interest rates are going up. So the buying power is there to be had. And, you know, with programs like RHA and things like that, we can actually get you into your first home, get equity in your pocket, and then get you to that next step.
Well, and I know with the interest rates, so they do go up, they say like a half a percent is, you know, is like $50,000 or something. It makes a big, big difference when you're looking at that opportunity. So give yourself a plug. What's your website?
Oh, I am buyandselldurango.com.
Okay.
Kelsey Klein, Coldwell Banker. You can always reach me there. Our office number is 259-3333.
All right. Well, can you guys stick around? Because you guys haven't had a chance, Linda and Sebastian. You've been awful quiet. So we're going to come back and talk to you guys. You guys can all hang here.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard for us to keep quiet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, well, stick around. We'll let you talk.
Respectful here.
Back with Currents in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.